We're here with Conor Horgan, the director of The Queen of Ireland and its star, Rory O'Neill, a.k.a. Panty Bliss. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So it's a very important film. It's premiering today, the Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival. Can you tell us about it?
Do you want to take that, Conor? It's your film, really.
Well, this is the film. This is the story of Panty Bliss, also known as Rory O'Neill, who is Ireland's premier drag queen and also a very vocal and articulate spokesperson on issues to do with social justice and particularly to do with marriage equality. And Rory and Panty became very instrumental figures in last year's marriage equality referendum in Ireland, which was the occasion, the first time ever in the world, that marriage equality was put in place legally by public vote.
Now, the film, it focuses on Panty to a great extent, but also Rory, it focuses very much on your life in the past few decades.
Yes, it does, I guess. I mean, what I always say, I don't know what Conor says, but when people ask me what the film is about, I say that ostensibly it's about Panty, but that really it's about a changing Ireland and how Ireland has changed, particularly in regard to how it treats gay people. Since sort of the 70s on. I mean, in Ireland, we only decriminalised homosexual sex in 1993, so it's a pretty remarkable journey from 1993 to having full legal equality under the law last May, you know, with the referendum.
It was obviously it's portrayed in the film, and it was a huge event. What was your immediate reaction when it all happened?
The referendum. Well, I had campaigned quite long and hard about it, as thousands of other people had. So, you know, we were living for that moment, and when we got the result we wanted, it was just a really spectacular day that's really beautifully captured in the film. Even the weather played ball. It was a beautiful, gorgeous, sunny day in the middle of May, which is not normal in Ireland. Like, we were in Dublin city centre, and the whole city just erupted in a spontaneous day-long party. They closed down the streets because they just couldn't, you know, there was no way of stopping it, and so it was a really incredible and amazing day, and I think for all Irish people, really, or for nearly all of them, and especially for Irish LGBT people, it felt like something really special.
I remember my Irish friends were celebrating here. It was a huge, huge day. Mm. Now, the film itself, it deals with the recent events, but it also deals with events some years old and your time in Japan, and there's some amazing archival footage you got for the film.
We were really lucky with the archive, not least because Candy of Candy Panty, which was the double drag act that Panty became part of in Tokyo at the time, Candy had kept all of these archive footage from various TV shows and kind of home movie filming from a lot of the really wild clubs in Tokyo. So we had all of that material, and then very, very late in the proceedings, actually almost as we were coming to the end of filming, we were filming down in Rory's hometown of Ballinrobe, County Mayo, which is a small little town on the west coast of Ireland, and his family came up with this really stunning Super 8 footage of Rory as, you know, a 4 and 5 and 6 year old little boy running around the place, jumping into paddling pools and the like. And so the archive is an important part of the first half of the movie, and then it kind of kicks into the present and as we're heading towards the marriage equality referendum and everything that was involved with that.
Speaking of your family, they play quite a role in the actual film.
They do. My parents totally steal the movie. And my parents are, you know, my dad is 81 and my ma's coming up on 80. But they're incredible people. And they, you know, they come across in the movie as what they are, which is really loving, kind, supportive people. And I think especially in Ireland, they've become sort of little stars in their own right because, you know, so many people sort of either identify, you know, their own parents with that or wish they had parents like that, you know, because I'm very lucky.
They were very lovely. Now, you had a speech that went viral, a very famous speech, and it was extracted in part in the film.
Well, Conor started making this documentary about 6 years ago, and I've known Conor for about 20 years. Conor was originally a very successful fashion photographer, and he photographed Panty many times over the years. So he wanted to make this documentary, and because I knew Connor and I felt I owed him a lot of favors, I agreed to it. But I think in the beginning we both thought we were making a small character documentary. But then a couple of years into Connor occasionally appearing in filming, I got into the middle of a huge scandal in Ireland, which was, I was on a TV talk show and I inferred that a number of famous people were homophobes, and they were very upset about that, and they sued me, and they sued our national broadcaster, because the chat show was on the national broadcaster. And that became this huge scandal in Ireland, to do with freedom of speech and the role of the national broadcaster and censorship and all this kind of stuff. But it also sparked off, just by pure accident, you know, it wasn't any plan of mine or anything, so I'm not taking credit for it, but it sparked off a huge national conversation about homophobia and about how Ireland treats its gay citizens. And that all happened a year or two before the referendum campaign started. So when the referendum campaign came around, we'd already had this massive national conversation about, you know, sort of the general idea of homophobia. So that sort of helped. But anyway, so for a brief period, I was in a lot of trouble. I was being sued by all of these famous people, these well-known journalists and so on. And Connor happened to be filming his documentary at the time. So he was absolutely thrilled. And in the middle of that huge scandal, I made a speech at our national theatre, the Abbey Theatre, and about the situation I was in and about homophobia. And Connor filmed it for the documentary. And then he kindly put it up on YouTube. And it went viral around the world. And, you know, it was a really amazing thing to happen and totally unexpected. You know, it's a 10-minute speech about homophobia. Who the hell wants to watch that? Well, it turned out lots of people did, amazingly. So that's all captured in the movie. This sort of scandal is happening in real time in the movie. Now, unfortunately for Connor, because there's a lot of legal issues around that scandal in Ireland, he wasn't able to put everything in the film because there were a lot of legal issues, but he did his very best.
We did, and that was one of the most difficult parts of the film to make because of the legal constraints that were put on us, but we were able to tell the basic facts of the story, even despite that. And one of the things that people outside Ireland are often surprised by is that the laws of defamation within Ireland are incredibly weighted on the side of the plaintiff. So if you're a defendant, if you're like Rory, you have to prove that you did not defame somebody. You're presumed guilty unless you can prove your own innocence. So it really is a difficult situation for anybody to be in, and we showed it as that in the film.
Now, there's a lot of people hugely excited to see this film. The premiere is today in Sydney. How do you feel? Are you excited?
Yes, I'm surprised, because originally the premiere is going to be on Thursday. There were screenings.
I think today is like a pop-up screening. Yeah, well, I think the premiere is still on Thursday.
So the premiere is taking place on Thursday, and then there was another screening on Saturday, but they sold out, and the festival were obviously very happy about that. And then an extra slot came up tomorrow.
Today.
So they have just very suddenly, they've put on this extra screening later today. So we only found out about that ourselves last night. So that's exciting that there's another screening and it's done so well. So we're happy about that. But in my head, I'm still going to be treating Thursday as the premiere because I have my dress planned.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And lastly, as I'm sure you're very well aware, there is a debate going on in Australia right now about marriage equality.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it's funny because I was here in March over Mardi Gras with my live show, and I watched your show, TV show, Q&A. And it was amazing to me. It was like stepping back a year in time, because it was exactly the same arguments as we were having in the run-up to our referendum, like almost word for word the same arguments were being made. So that was amazing to me. You're having the very same. Now, yours is different. Yours is a plebiscite, and ours was a binding referendum. You know, it was to change the constitution. So that's somewhat different, but the argument is exactly the same. Now, thankfully, in Ireland, our argument won out, and I certainly hope that in Australia the same thing will happen.
And as Una Mullally, one of our very vocal kind of supporters of equality in Ireland, says in the film, you know, if this can happen, if marriage equality can be passed in Ireland, then where else can it happen? It can happen anywhere else. So
I suspect that there are some Australians who are slightly annoyed that little Ireland got there first.
No, I think there are. Well, look, best of luck for the film. Hope it's seen far and wide, and enjoy the rest of your time in Sydney.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.